and
the meeting is. Go ahead. It's not tomorrow, but you can go down to the office tomorrow. Definitely.
Yeah, it's what is it? First and the third Mondays.
No, it's the second Monday of every month.
Oh, okay, second Monday. Okay, because then.
You can also leave a message to talk to a board member, and sometimes board members will talk to you, particularly the chair of the board. His voicemail is, I can give it to you now, and I can give it over the air to people if they want it.
Okay, give it to
me. It's a public number, so I'm not revealing any secrets, but his name is Mark Halfmoon.
Okay.
And his phone number is the voicemail phone number, 457-9754, 457-9754, extension 1788. 457-9754, extension 1788. That's Mark Halfmoon. And that was the fellow, if you were listening to my show, which you probably weren't because you were probably occupied with the police.
Yes.
He was actually talking to the city council on the budget hearings, asking that they keep the funding for this group because he wants to, put some teeth into the board, which with this council is like... snow in July at the equator or something.
Yeah. So, okay, well, I just wanted to find out, just tell you I'm still alive here, and hopefully we'll get this tipping ban pushed down to the ground. I mean, we'll get it squashed and,
we'll get some civil rights for all of us. I think you might want to come to the meeting of the Santa Cruz Service Corps, which is not Larry Templeton anymore, it's the...
Oh, okay, that's fine.
It's a new board, and they're all meeting, they're actually Camp Hope people, and they're meeting over at 1135 North Branson Forte, if you know where that is. That's the avenue, that's the street that's like a... it's in Santa Cruz, a couple blocks from the Kentucky Fried Chicken. And they're meeting at 6 o'clock tonight, and there are a lot of folks there that I think would be sympathetic to there. They all want to end the sleeping ban. I think you should come and, put your heads together with them.
Okay, yeah. Is that on the front 40 side or on the other side, going towards the park?
It's on the ocean side. I mean, it's on the going toward the freeway from Water Street. You go up Water Street and you turn left on North Branson 40. It's about three blocks. It's 1135 North Branson 40.
Okay, going towards
the freeway. In other words, if you're driving toward Capitola, up Water Street, and you come to North Branson Forte, you turn left on it, and you go about three blocks.
Okay, I'll find it.
Okay.
Call me. Okay, Robert.
All righty.
Okay, thank you.
Keep it up.
I will.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Free Radio Santa Cruz, lines are open, 427-3772. This is the issue coming up at City Council. I'm going to be raising a number of issues I always do, and I usually pull them from the consent agenda, which is the agenda in the afternoon. And the agenda in the afternoon has a number of items. Of course, struggling with my papers to make sure I have the right one first. The first pages are missing, of course. Let me read the Downtown Issues Temporary Council Committee, because that is the one I think that I've talked about on the show, and it really is. This is a recommendation that they create a special temporary council committee comprised of three council members to be determined at this meeting and charged with developing recommendations for action to address social, behavioral, and criminal issues in the downtown, and return to the city council with initial recommendations by July 9th, 2002. Background: as council is aware, downtown has seen a significant increase in negative social and behavioral issues. In addition, criminal activity continues to impact downtown residents, business, and visitors. Perhaps we're talking about criminal false arrests by merchants intent on driving away a whole class of people. I don't think so, although they should be. Action must be taken to address these issues. Discussion: because action requires evaluating multiple options and involving all stakeholders, we recommend that a process with a specific time frame be initiated. More specifically, we recommend the following: creation of an action council committee, that a temporary city council committee be created to work with all stakeholders to develop recommendations and action items. Stakeholders include business representatives, downtown residents, downtown commission reps, property owners, patrons, community organizations, youth groups, street performers, and other interested parties. Appropriate city departments and county agencies should be included: police, parks and rec, redevelopment, public works, city attorney's office, health services agencies, district attorney's office. The committee will be staffed by the city manager's office with the assistance of the redevelopment agency. These are the same people that gave you the green forbidden fence in front of Sushi Now, Alibaba's Cafe, and New Leaf Market. Specific timeline for action. The committee should bring back initial recommendations to the city council by July 9, 2002, so that final actions could be accomplished by council's second meeting in July, July 23rd. The task force will have a specific action plan that will include the following: one or more meetings to identify and prioritize issues. While we already know much of the concerns, it is important to provide at least one opportunity for stakeholders to bring other issues to the tables. Moreover, priorities for action need to be developed so that the actions can be implemented as soon as possible and focused on realistic proposals. Short-term and long-term goals must also be identified. Based upon issues identified and priorities, staff will develop options for actions. This is an attempt to develop actions in essentially 2 weeks before the July 9th meeting, and then finalize them in the next 2 weeks. This cannot possibly work in terms of getting everybody involved in this. It is a rush job to ram through changes that I have to believe are merchant, and I might say conservative, I might even say bigoted merchant-oriented, and I don't like this at all. Continuing with this report, and this is signed by Emily Riley, your favorite, the one who gave you the Harvey West no parking 5 to 7 a.m. signs. Thank you, Emily. Keith Sugar, that's the guy who shut down any meaningful police review and has had people like Ed Porter and myself either removed or arrested from city council for simply raising issues, trying to participate. And Ed Porter, who denied his commitments to the Green Party that he would move to end the sleeping ban after being elected, and has done absolutely nothing of the kind. Instead, these people are siding with the merchants to push a merchant agenda, it looks like, and to push it pretty fast. They also are looking for one or more meetings to review options for action and to prioritize those actions. Once options are identified, then recommendations can be formulated. These should be presented to the City Council by July 9th, that's 2 weeks, 2002, so that if ordinance amendments are required, a second reading can occur on July 23rd. In other words, they're going to have a whole bunch of laws ready in 2 weeks to ram down our throats. This is this kind of crap they didn't even try to pull in 1994 when they passed the Merchants Downtown Ordinances that make it illegal to peacefully ask for a dime. This is a real rush job by a bunch of bogus progressives who are progressively worse, I got to tell you. This is not good. So that's going to be happening, and that's probably happening around 4 or 5 o'clock in the afternoon at City Council on June 25th. That's in 2 days downtown at 809 Center Street. So you might want to get your butt down there to that one, or alternately send them an email at, I think the email is viewpoint@ci.santa-cruz.ca.us. And if you want to get that number, you can either go online and get it from the City Council website, or you can get it by contacting the Huff line, 423-HUFF, leave your message and I'll get back to you. Or you can just leave a note in the City Council offices saying, this whole thing needs more time. Now, Candy Jackson, who is sort of the initial impetus for this stuff, she claimed that she just wants a discussion and a dialogue. You aren't going to get a discussion and a dialogue in 2 weeks where laws have to be put together. Those will be resolved in the first 4 or 5 days, and they'll be rammed through, and then you'll have a second reading where they don't change the laws at a second reading usually. They try to avoid that because it involves shutter public discussion, and that's something this council just cannot countenance, is public discussion. So that's coming up at the City Council. A lot of other issues are too. I'm afraid Steve has walked off with some of my papers. What a pity. He didn't realize he was doing that. But Steve argued, don't eat those papers that you took with you. I need them back. So hopefully I'll be able to get them back. Other things that are happening, and actually I do have the items on the afternoon agenda. I'm going to try to correct the minutes to the council meeting of May 28th, because what they did was they wrote, and you may recall my talking about it at the on this station some weeks ago, I was not allowed to speak as I tried to talk about the Alibaba Sushi Now lease. They're turning the lease over from Alibaba's to a new person. They voted to do that. I tried to talk about how those were problems there, and they said, no, you can't talk about that. That's not relevant to the lease. And I said, it is relevant, And instead of, and I tried to talk, they kept interrupting me. Instead of saying council members would not let him talk about it, they said he insisted on discussing the relevance of the issue instead of discussing the issue, which isn't true. So you literally have to go to every, not just you have to go to a council meeting, you have to go to the next council meeting to correct the record of what they are misrepresenting you as saying. Then there's going to be an interesting claim, item number two, the parking department knowingly issuing invalid citations. I want to know more about that. Claimant alleges that city parking enforcement officers violated the constitutional rights of users of out-of-state and rental vehicles, including himself, by pursuing a city policy of knowingly issuing invalid statements. Then on the item number 13, Parks and Rec is increasing its rental fees for facilities. I want to know if there are any provision for indigent groups. On item 17, they're denying a coastal permit for the Lynch House, and they're seemingly letting the Clearview Court RV people continue what they're doing, but I want to get a clear statement from council. Are they intending to cut back rent control for the RV courts for De Anza and for the Clearview Court? And number 19 is a transportation study. Back in November of 1999, the city council said, we aren't going to start putting up more anti-homeless signs. They were considering doing that on Almar Avenue, and the Homeless Issues Task Force objected, until we get the complete transportation study done. Well, 2 years later, when the study still had not been done, they rushed to put in these Emily Riley-motivated no-parking signs in the Harvey West, and they've done so in other parts of the city since then without even a discussion at City Council. I'm going to be asking that. And then, of course, item 27 is of the City Council's downtown issues. Snow job coming at you big time. So we're nearing the end of the show, and at any point, Vinny or Skidmark are going to be skidding into the studio and ousting my my butt from this fine chair I'm in. In the evening session, there's also going to be interesting stuff at 7 o'clock. You can talk at Oral Communications. And then there's going to be the accessory dwelling unit issue. And the accessory dwelling unit issue has to do with there's the TOT tax, the transient occupancy tax. That's item number 28, first item on the evening agenda. City Council is looking for money to fund the CVC. This is actually one of the few things the council is doing that it looks like I agree with. The CVC is this business organization that rips off $400,000 a year from the city and gets it. This time, the City Council is saying, no, let's put it on the ballot, see if the voters want to tax themselves for it. I like that idea, if I'm reading it properly. And the second measure after that, item 29, is ADUs. That's accessory dwelling units where people live in garages and so forth, converted garages to sort of take the first step toward legalizing them. That sounds interesting. Lots of stuff I have not been able to get to today, which is too bad. And who knows, maybe I'll try to fill the time if the folks don't come rushing in to give me the old bum's rush. But if in case they do, I want you to know you can get back to me on the Huff line at 423-HUFF. I'll be at the Santa Cruz Service Corps meeting today at 1135 North Branciforte. That's Avenue, not Drive. It's the one that's downtown, not the one that's way the hell out and gone and near Soquel. And that's at Thomas Levitt's house. That's 6 o'clock, and that's an important discussion of Camp Hope, Camp Paradise, what's going on out there. And I'll be there at 6. I may also look in on the Capitola Mall situation, which apparently has a protest at the Foot Locker at 2 o'clock today, according to our informant, John, who called in a few moments ago. And so I may check that out. And there's a possibility of some tabling downtown. We need to present alternate signatures on petitions to the City Council to let them know that it's not a good idea to ram through a new downtown ordinances, no matter how much the bigots are blasting and blaring. In fact, what we need is to have an abatement of the bigotry downtown. The violence downtown, that violent incidents that comes up are a matter of concern. But scapegoating musicians, jewelers, homeless people, young people is just the wrong way to go. And it's an opportunistic and rather cynical use of a situation that essentially it's an urban scene. And also, you've got disputes and drug use and gang use, and gang violence and so forth that needs to actually be addressed by going to the gangs, by considering the roots of what's happening, by trying to get, to use their phrase, all the stakeholders, not just some token effort that has to be done in 2 weeks together. We have a call.
You're on free radio.
Yeah, I want to talk a little bit about the police department and Police Chief Belcher's report at the budget hearings.
Oh, you actually sat through 8 hours of hearings?
I sat through maybe 30 minutes of this one.
Mm.
I think it's more than that. But Police Chief Belcher claims there's been a 19% increase in calls for service from the year 2000 to 2001. Now, in the year 2000, he claimed there were 55,936 calls for service.
Mm-hmm.
And since the population of Santa Cruz is about 54,000, then that's over one call per service for every man, woman, and child in Santa Cruz.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not quite sure what constitutes a call for service, whether you're, you know, calling on the telephone and asking what the hours in the community room are, if that's considered a call for service. It wasn't clear. He claims that in 2001, there were 66,207 calls for service.
Which is an increase of?
19%.
Mm-hmm. So are you questioning his figures, or?
Well, I'm sort of, this calls for service, it seems very high. I don't know that I've ever called the police for service in the past year, nor anyone in my household has, that I'm aware of. I mean, if you were, like, say, calling 911 and reporting a crime in progress or something like that. Let's see. He also talked about violent crime. And he said that for violent crime, the unincorporated area of Santa Cruz County had two incidents of violent crime. I think this is for 2001. Scotts Valley, 4, Capitola, 4, Watsonville, 6, and Santa Cruz, 10.
Per?
This is per 1,000 unit population.
Hmm, okay.
So it is a rate.
I'm not sure what to do with these figures, though.
Well, you know, he's saying that Santa Cruz is a much more violent place than people realize, and that justifies, and that the city police budget, you know, that they're just barely getting by on.
And what is the police budget?
I do have that. I don't know if I can find it in my notes here.
The city budget is what, about 30 million? Is that right? Or no, I'm not quite sure what that. What's the?
The overall city budget is about 48 million.
Okay, and the police budget is about a third
of that. About a third of that.
Right. So, have the council members considered cutting the police budget? Did they consider that at the hearings?
I don't know. Yeah, here's the city budget: 48,529,000.
Mm-hmm. Because I saw no discussion of this in any of the media. Social service agencies are being asked to take cuts.
They have 132 and a half employees at the Santa Cruz Police Department, and the budget is $15,269,000.
So I'm afraid that our own police agency has arrived with her baton to, shall we say, persuade me to leave. So I'm going to have to vacate.
Another thing I thought was interesting was that they're saying it's $200 to book a person into Santa Cruz County Jail.
Uh-huh.
And so they anticipate in the coming year that they're going to spend something like $571,000 projected for booking fees for this coming year.
Right. Well,
$500,000 just for the paperwork of booking people who are arrested.
Again, I'm not sure the meaning of these figures. That's the problem. I mean, we got to have to compare them with, I guess, other jurisdictions or how much it was before. Or, well, what is this? In other words, I want to ask you what this all means, but the problem is I have to go. So, you know, maybe you can give us an update on this on Thursday when I come back between 6 and 8. Because if you do, you'll be the only person in town who is actually talking about the police budget in any media conscious way here, because we've got no information about why the police department is seemingly being given a blank check year after year. Now, I don't know. Did it get any? I can't ask you these questions now because I got to go, but maybe we can find out if there are any cuts being proposed for the police for the final discussion.
I'm not aware of any cuts, but I don't have the final word on that.
Right. Well, let's hope that we can, you know, we can learn more. And thank you for doing this quick check into it. And like that.
Okay. Well,
right.
Maybe more on Thursday.
I hope so.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
That's it for Bathroom Spears Broadsides. Thanks for being with us. Tune in on the Huff line, 423-HUFF, or I should say call in. If you want more info between shows, or tune in at 6 to 8 on